your grandparents be able to take me home today?
Yes. Okay, that's one way to start it off, bro. Okay, well, welcome to Campfire Stories, where we're just going to tell you some scary stories and some happy ones, because we're kind of short on scary stories now, because we've kind of told all of them. Yeah. So, yeah, we got Roberto.
Hello.
We got Noah Zeller.
Sup?
And we're just going to tell you some stories. So, yeah, you got any, Roberto?
All right, I'll start off with one scary story. Our little mentor here, staring in from the window. Oh, he's gone now.
Oh,
yeah, thank God. He's gone now, but he was staring at us, man.
He's
yeah,
been
I know, right?
Yeah, Stu, we saw you, man. We knew you were there.
We know you were watching us.
We know you're going to hear this later.
Yeah. I'm after you.
Watching you,
watch
Stu.
Out. I'm watching you sleep. Okay, you want to go first with your scary story?
Sure. I got a fairly quick one here. There was one time I was hanging out with my friends. I was helping them out with some activities they were doing. We had all come over to the mall. I rode out in the trunk, which was lovely. It's been a recurring thing here, but there's a big old sewer, big drainage sewer. Underneath the bridge, yeah. Right across from Valley River Center Mall.
Yeah, we know about it.
Oh, yeah. I love going down there. It's a wonderful place. But the last time I went down there, I was there to take some of my friends, and they had not all of them wanted to go in. So it was just me and my buddy Frankie. You guys know Frankie.
Oh, yeah.
I love him.
I know Frankie.
Yeah.
That's I got another horror story up after this.
Yep.
Involving Mr. Francesco.
Mr. Francesco. He's a great guy, but he agreed to coming down with me, because I've been down there a few times and I was really wanting to show him. And so we made our way down there. Normally, you know, I try and like bring a little stuff to get prepared, because there's always that big stream in the middle, right? Always bringing that, always gushing water. But we just we're like, you know, we're tiptoeing across the sides. We're doing our little dance to get deeper in there. And, you know, it's like a few hundred feet in, and we make it to that first, I don't know about a few hundred, but it's a bit. We had gotten down to that, like, big arch, that big form where it drops off, and he was starting to freak out a little bit. He's like, hey, man, I don't know about this. I'm like, I don't know how much further we should go. Everyone else is sitting outside there, and I'm feeling like we should go back. I want to go do something else. I'm like, all right, no problem. Get a little nervous. It's fair. It's kind of scary in there. And we start heading out, and we were with two shorter girls and then this pretty tall guy, but he was a little bigger. And we were walking out, and we hear a distant echo. You can't hear a thing in there. And we hear this loud, it's not like bang. And we look forward, and there's some person standing in there, standing in the entryway of the pipe. And we're like, you know, hey, who are you? And we're calling out, and he's starting to talk to us, but it's still so far away we can't make out what he's saying. And so we just like try and shout, like, hold on one second. We start doing our dance back forward, and we get to the front, and this random guy, adult man, is standing in front of us. And I don't want to say he looked like a tweaker, but he definitely wasn't just down there like to do some inspection. He was down there for fun like us. And he comes up to us.
He just wants to do his crack in peace.
Exactly. And he comes up to us and he says, hey, do you kids know about anything about a vault? And we look at him, we stop, we just give him a big old stink eye.
Damn, he just gave you.
What are you talking about?
He just gave you the side quest.
No, really. He opened up with that was a very powerful opening bit of dialogue there. And we said, No. What are you talking about? Yeah, can you explain anything? And he said, well, yeah, so this person gave me the key to this vault that they said was in this sewer. And we both turned, you know, looked at each other, just, what is this guy talking about? And we see that he's got a book in his hand. We start looking him up and down. He's not like, I don't want to say tweaker, because he didn't look bad, but he looked pretty tattered. Like,
he's been down there for a while.
He's been down there. Months. Yeah, it's not
hasn't seen the sun.
It's not his first time down. And, you know, we're gazing at it, and I think I see some sort of, like, it's like a little like leather bound book, very old timey looking book. And in the hand next to him, as he brings it out of his pocket, putting it on top of the book in his other hand, a big old knife, steel knife, and it has those knuckle grips on it. It's got grips on it. He is serious. That thing was huge. And he sets it on the book, and he's just like, well, so I've got this key, and I'm not really sure if you guys saw anything. Like, it was a opening about yay big, 2 feet, just on the side. And we said, No. And he looked at the knife, he looked at us, and he just kept on yammering. And we were starting to shake a bit. But
Is this true?
This is true. This is true. This guy just came down here. This guy just came down here. And, like, I mean, I don't know. I was just feeling real threatened there. He came down, and he's like, well, I mean, if you guys don't know, you want to help me look?
Hell no.
Yeah, no way.
No.
No.
No. No. And we're just like, sorry, man. I mean, we got to go do stuff. We're just coming down here for fun. I mean, if you, I'm sure it's, there's a section, you know, like a little farther back, maybe go look there. But he said, I don't want to go down there alone. I guess I'll just come back out some other time. And he's like, okay. And so we all walk out together like best friends. Mm-hmm. And he gets out there. We're like, okay, well, you go ahead first. And makes out there. And then we've learned from the people who were with us who did not go in that he had been standing there for like the entire time. But as soon as we got into the pipe, he came down from the hill. He came down from the top, peed in the water next to it, was looking around, kind of peeking in every now and again. Mm. So we don't really know what his true intention was, but it was a little freaky. It was a little freaky.
That's pretty creepy.
All right, so you just told a story with you and Mr. Francisco. Well, I've got a story about Francisco too. And well, let's just say he was pretty frightening, all right? Mm. So I was in the bathroom here, you know, relieving myself, so to speak.
And In which way?
You know, it's the average way. And Mr. Frankie, he walks up behind me. He
sounded like that.
You okay?
It was hard. It was a hard time, man. He walks up behind me. He puts his chin on my shoulder while I'm, you know, doing my business. And he says, hi. And that's a little scary, man. That's a little scary.
Get off my shoulder.
I was really close to spinning around and just going like,
hi there.
Bah! Right to his face.
Hey, what you doing?
That's, I got a little bit of beef with Mr. Francisco because of that.
That's fair. He's a strange man.
He's a dangerous man. I feel bad. To be honest, he was a bigger threat than that man with the knife.
Yeah, bro.
Man, he could be.
Have you seen his driving?
I've seen him hack into my phone in less than like 2 minutes. I put it down for a second, and he was about to factory reset that thing. Oh yeah.
Is this your teacher?
No, Mr.
God, Frankie.
Our age.
Oh, Frankie.
Frankie.
Yeah, I love Frankie.
Are you thinking of teachers?
I thought that was a teacher.
No, dude, no teacher's watching me piss. Okay. I get that, dude.
Teacher's going on a sewer field
when you
trip
say
with
mister,
me, man.
When you say mister, I think Mr. of a teacher, Frankie. Man.
He's just that cool. We gotta go by his surname, Mr. Yeah. Frankie.
Mr. Frankie is pretty cool, though. I bought my iPod off of him. He's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I got one more story. And then that's it. Okay, I got a scary one.
Yep, I know what this one's about. Yeah. I was hearing it. This one.
Yep.
I was part of the cast.
He was part of the cast.
I'm already frightened.
Oh, yeah. And one of a former guest, Mr. Henry Van Ryan, who was was on Ryland's podcast last year.
Mm-hmm.
So
basically, me, Roberto, and Henry, we went to Bend with my grandparents.
Ryland's a generous man.
We're very, very generous.
He invited us.
I'm the generous Jew. That's what they call me. That's my name. That's my middle name. Yeah. Call me by that. Yeah. We're not long.
Stu again. I think I just saw Stu.
Is Stu out there?
He's been passing. He's watching again. Stu again.
Go away! yep, now he's in the other room.
He's peering.
Okay. Let's go on with my story.
Yep, story.
So, we traveled to Bend.
Yep, staying at a nice resort.
Staying at a pretty nice resort, but it was out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, like right in between Bend and Redmond, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nowhere Bend. Right?
Very bad reception.
I'm seeing it right now.
Barely any reception. We were living in a cabin for a week.
It was nice.
Really nice cabin.
That sounds great.
Yeah. And basically, on what was it, the second to last night? Mm-hmm.
And
day five, six?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there wasn't enough beds for us, so I was sleeping on the couch. And
couch out by the porch and the little balcony.
Yep, and they were sleeping in
the front room.
In the front room.
With two beds.
With two beds, yep. And I was sleeping there, and I called my girlfriend to tell her goodnight and all that, right? And I'm about to pass out because I'm so tired from all the fun we've had, right?
All the gallivanting.
And I'm like closing my eyes and that. And I, you know what we hear? Or what Ella hears?
Yeah.
Pound.
It's pounding, man.
Uh-oh. And then I didn't even think of it. I was too sleepy. Right? So I was like, right. And she goes, Ryland. I'm like, what? And she's like, what was that? Right? And I'm like, my brain goes, oh, shoot. Right? Because someone just pounded on our back door in the middle of the night. And by the way, there is nothing there.
Skinwalker.
No, there is nothing out there. It's a cliff. It's a cliffside. The cabin's on a cliffside. So there's no way, you know? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, shoot. And I run to their room. And I'm like, there is someone in the back. Right.
No, thank you.
And
we walk out with the stabs.
Yeah.
We walk out with some blades.
Yeah. We bought some blades.
I can see Roberto just.
Yeah.
No.
We bought some blades and or like knives and bend, and we took them out and we were like looking out in the porch and like, you know, like surrounding the door with these knives, right, ready to pounce on whoever will be there.
Yeah.
Right. We were scared, and as we're sitting there in the quiet waiting, we hear. Footsteps.
Oh.
And it's coming from the front door. We look over to the front door. There's a naked man. Only underwear. With a big gut. Big bat gut. Hairy. Look like Sasquatch.
Big old beard.
Big old beard. It was my grandpa.
It was his grandpa.
He was waking up.
We started laughing immediately, man.
We cracked up laughing. Bare feet on the cold floor. Middle of summer.
Just in his underwear.
In his undies.
You were gonna be like, oh, wait, Santa's a ghost.
No.
Ready to take us.
And we cracked up laughing. Oh, my God. He just walked down those steps and just was standing there right at the door. Watching. And he was like, what are you guys up to? Full groin out. You know? Poker. Poking out, you know. But yeah, that's all that there. We never figured out who was pounding at our door. That was it, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's about it.
Total mystery, man.
Total mystery. We'll never know until next summer.
Yeah, we're gonna go back. We're gonna come back.
Oh, you're gonna solve the mystery.
We're gonna come back with assault rifles.
This time with some proper machine.
We're gonna come back, Scooby-Doo style it.
Yeah. we're gonna beat his booty, bro.
Yeah, we're coming, man.
We're coming. Watch out, man. Maybe it's him.
Maybe it's Stu. Maybe it's Stu.
And Robbie are coming for him.
Stu, watch out.
Watch out, Stu.
Don't mess with us when you have knives, man.
We'll be there.
We're watching you while you sleep, man. Watch out. All right. That's about all the time we got. So thank you for listening, and come back next time.
Love you. Goodbye.
Bye. Adios.
Bye-bye.
Bye.